You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, if you've ever tossed your used pizza box in the recycling after eating that last piece, you may have been making a recycling faux pas. We'll learn how to recycle the right stuff and learn more about why it's important that we get it right from a reporter who's been following the issue. Now, scientists in a variety of fields have looked into the potential impacts that climate change will have in the future, from agriculture and recreation to weather and disease. A new study from the University of Wisconsin finds that the internet is at risk as well. Researchers looked into what's going to happen to the underground fiber optic cables that bring us the internet as sea levels continue to rise. They found that thousands of miles of those cables could end up underwater and sooner than expected. Paul Barford is a professor of computer science at UW-Madison. He's also the founder and director of the Wisconsin Advanced Internet Laboratory. Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What made you want to look into this relationship between climate change and these fiber optic internet cables?
Well, we've been conducting a study here at the University of Wisconsin for the past 7 years on internet infrastructure. And it just so happens that my wife is a climate scientist also at the University of Wisconsin. So it's very natural for me to talk about our study and for her to talk about climate change-related impacts. So this was a study that was just waiting to be done, and we were very pleased with the way that things came together.
Now talk about these fiber optic cables. These are the tubes, if you will, that the internet runs on, and I think most of us are largely unaware of them.
Yeah, the internet is this incredible infrastructure, the largest and most complex infrastructure that's ever been built by humans. And for the most part, it kind of seems like magic. We have it available everywhere. We turn it on and we have access to these amazing services. But when you break it down, and you know, this is what I teach in my classes, how the internet works, at its very basic, basic components require physical connectivity between major cities and from major cities to small towns all over the world. And that connectivity is facilitated by optical fibers that are contained in conduits. And over ground, those conduits are laid 18 to 36 inches below the ground in PVC pipe. And under the oceans, they're laid in quite complex and quite amazing fiber bundles that span the thousands of miles of ocean. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to have these optical fiber cables that that connect us all together.
Now, talk about the cables that you're particularly worried about when it comes to climate change. These cables along the coast that could be in flood zones.
Yeah, so that was the focus of our study. So it's probably not surprising that when a lot of fiber conduit was actually laid during the big boom in the internet in the 1990s, that people weren't really paying too much attention to those early climate change warnings. And as a result, a lot of conduit was laid very close to coastlines. This is because of the efficiencies of right-of-ways and the kinds of permitting that is required to lay this conduit down. So no one was thinking about it when it was originally deployed. And as a result, now, you know, 25 years later or 20 years later, when we have very sophisticated models to predict seawater inundation, it turns out that those fiber runs are actually in danger. And indeed, that's the major outcome of our study, to assess the risk of these conduits with respect to whether or not they'll be either underwater or surrounded by water.
Talking to UW-Madison computer science professor Paul Barford about the risks that climate change and sea level rise pose to the internet's infrastructure, especially in coastal areas. So how much of our internet infrastructure could be affected by what's currently predicted as the level of sea level increase?
Well, that was the main focus of our study, to quantify this risk. And the major results of our study is that thousands of miles of conduit is likely to be underwater. And many of the places where the conduit comes above ground, what we refer to in our study as nodes, these are the places where there are interconnections and where the data that's transferred between our end hosts and the services that provide all of the things that we enjoy are switched. Those are there are thousands of those that are implicated by our study in terms of potentially being surrounded by water. One of the most important aspects of our study is that we actually looked at the places where these submarine cables make land, and you know, it's sort of counterintuitive, but those are actually the places that pose the most risk. So this is the place where the protected cable that can be underwater connects to the unprotected cable that's not supposed to be underwater, and most of those are at risk due to climate change-related sea level rise.
When people hear about climate change, they might think, okay, far off, distant future, plenty of time to deal with the problem. What is your time horizon here?
Well, anybody who lives in a coastal area, I think if you talk to any residents of Miami, you will find out that they are not thinking that way, that it's not way off. And indeed, the surprising finding of our study was that despite the fact that the sea level rise models are all oriented around 100-year projections, we found that all of the implications for the infrastructure that's at risk are indicated in the next 15 years. So the time horizon is very short from a large infrastructure planning perspective, and what we hope is that the major stakeholders, meaning the service providers and municipalities that are implicated, will start looking at these issues very seriously.
So what do we do about this? Do we go back and retrofit millions of miles of cable, or do we replace it or move it? What happens?
Yeah, great question. So our study is a risk study. And what we need to do in our next study, which is what we're conducting right now, is a potential impact study. And after that, then we can begin the planning process. But to sort of skip to the end point, which is what do we do about it, I think that there are three obvious things that can be done. The first is in specific deployments where it's indicated we can harden infrastructure, meaning we can make it more resilient to seawater. I don't think that that's a solution that's viable in the large, but in things like landing points for submarine cable, we might be able to do it. The second is absolutely what you said, which is redeployment. And I think that a lot of redeployment is likely to take place just because what's currently deployed is not meant to be under seawater. And then the third is to actually take advantage of some of the inherent capabilities in the internet to redirect some of the traffic that's currently carried in cables that are above ground and not underwater to inland cables that are maybe less utilized. So those are the three things I think that can be done.
So, Paul, suppose we do nothing. Here in Wisconsin, we might think, okay, this is a coastal problem. We don't need to worry about it. Would we feel the impact?
Well, that is a very important issue. In terms of studying impacts, on one end of the scale, a lot of the impacts are likely to be very localized. So just communities in coastal areas will feel these. However, when you start talking about submarine cables and you start talking about the major trunk lines that follow coastal routes, the ones that we've identified in our study, if those go down, those have implications for the whole internet, not just for coastal areas. So there is definitely a possibility that right here in Wisconsin, if a major underwater cable, transoceanic cable, goes down, we could feel those impacts, and they could be serious.
Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's my great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Paul Barford is a professor of computer science at UW-Madison. He was with us to talk about his study finding that within 15 years, thousands of miles of fiber optic internet cables could be underwater thanks to rising sea levels.